We're all back here. Big Rossi, phone guy Eddie. This little model over here.
What happened?
First of all, can you just imagine, in the same sentence, my name and model?
It
doesn't really go.
Why not?
Because I'm like awkward and I'm not a model.
Too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love.
Pretty Molly. Oh,
it's the perfect song for me and you, Chris, with these yoga pants on.
Yeah, we're still wearing our yoga pants.
Go on.
What happened? Tell me why you've become a model.
A friend of a friend. So who we were staying with in Vancouver, Trip, right? My friend.
Trippy,
you
mate.
You know her.
Love Trip.
Yeah, so one of her good friends.
She married now?
Yeah, she's married. So she lives in Vancouver now.
Missed out.
You were supposed to come to the wedding. You didn't.
Yeah. No, I missed out in marrying her.
Oh, and marrying her.
She's a good girl. She's a great girl.
She's a great girl. So she has a friend who's a photographer. Her name is Caroline.
Okay.
And she's a big photographer in Vancouver. And she also teaches on, like, during the weekdays. She teaches photography classes. And they always get models to come in so that they can go and practice, right?
Yeah.
So we're on vacation and Tripp goes, listen, Caroline's model didn't show up.
Oh, my God.
Would you guys go? Me and Jeff, would you guys go and become models for the class, for the day? And I was like, yeah, right. But we ended up doing it. And it was awkward thing ever.
What did you have to do?
So first they separated us and, you know, like half the class took us to, it was in Stanley Park, which is, think of like Zabil Park, in the middle of Zabil Park. Okay. We're doing this big photo shoot. Yeah. Everyone's walking around. There are all these people. And they take you and they basically will say, okay, pose like this, walk, jump, do this, do that. I was so awkward and I feel really bad if any of those students fail because I am not a good model.
Aww. Hold on a second. I saw, I think, one of the photos on Instagram and it looked really good.
There was one of Jeff and I that you saw on Instagram,
yeah,
right?
So
our couple photo was okay.
Can I say, I believe Jeff, your husband, would have owned it. He would have been like, well, this is what I'm here to do. This is why I'm here.
So
like,
Jeff,
he would have been so confident.
So Jeff...
That one.
Yeah, so Jeff initially was like, I'm not going to be any photos. So I've like packed all my clothes. I'm ready to do this. As soon as we get there, Mr. Model within him comes out.
He's
posing,
great.
He's jumping.
He's really trendy
but
as well.
Can I just give a round of applause to whoever is a model? Because honestly, I don't know how you guys do this. It's so awkward. The camera's in your face all the time. I was changing in the woods.
Wow.
Because there's no place to change.
Really?
I think this is good. We should really talk about this, Rossi. If there's any female models, could you call us right now?
Yeah, because
we want to do some research. Give us a call. 04-423-1000. Female models only. If you want to call us, feel free to call us. No, but let's really, because modeling is hard, isn't it?
It is not easy whatsoever, because they were like, oh, look straight, but put your chin down and your nose this way and turn and walk. And I was like,
Well, by the end of it, you're just like, get me out of here?
I think I warmed up to it and we were just having conversation. They just kept clicking away. So I'm waiting to see the photos.
All right.
Hope they don't fail. Well, I'm sorry if you failed.
No, I'm pretty, you're gorgeous, mate. It's not about how you look, it's the inside.
Not when you're doing a photography class.
Female models, are you around? Call us 04-423-1000. I've just got to do research.
We need to talk.
I told this story on the basis that you would share your modeling story, so I'm not alone on this.
I'll share my modeling story in a second. Hold on. But Salma, good morning, Salma.
Good morning.
So how long have you been modeling for?
I think since 2011.
What type of modeling? Like, is it like dresses or catwalk?
It was actually a dream, and I did both, like modeling, catwalk, and photo shoot.
Oh, good.
Oh,
on you.
Right. I know a Salma who's a model. What's your last name?
Don't say that. He's trying to find you on Instagram.
Can you two stop being like weirdos?
We're not. We're just doing research for the show. It's really important.
There's what research do we need?
Maybe we can get, you know, someone in next time you're off.
But Chris, you mentioned
that
you also became a model while you were in LA.
Well,
come on, man.
So what's the deal?
It was very funny. And I have no idea because I've never been referred to as a model.
Wait, someone called you a model?
Yep.
Stop.
So you know when I just landed in LA?
Yeah.
All right, so I landed at the airport, and when you go through immigration, it was a long line.
Wait.
And there was this Hispanic lady, the inspection lady, the police officer.
Yeah.
She's got a gun and all.
Yeah.
So I rock up to the counter with my visa and my passport to go through to LA. And she's like, hey, how you doing? I said, I'm very well. Great to see you. I put on a really big Australian accent whenever I go into America.
Why?
Because I look Arab. So I said, g'day, hey, how you going?
How's it going? Love you, all right?
How you going, love? And I show them the Aussie passport. And then she goes to me, so what are you here for, modelling? And I just said, to her, what? She goes, you're here to model.
She probably thought that you liked trains and models and stuff like
no,
that.
No. I was really hipster that morning. Like I was
what
dressed.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing like this like cut off sort of really big jumper that I bought and like I just
hat.
Yeah, I you know, but like hat was on, hair was sort of out, man bun out. These like nerdy round glasses that I found for like $5.
So to sum up, you look like Psy Gangnam Style.
Totally.
Yeah.
And so she said it and I just laughed. And I went, no. And then I thought to myself, I should have just said yes. That's the first time in my 36 years that I've ever been
Someone's some great text. No, we're getting some great text messages coming in.
What?
No, just
I'm
leave it.
It's the first time that anyone has ever referred to me as a
model.
As a model, I took
How
it.
How did you feel?
I felt great. As soon as I got off the plane, I told like 9 different people. Like as soon as I left the airport, 9 of my friends. And when I was in LA, I was like, guess what? I think I'm here for. I'm a model. I think I'm here for a model.
Are we never going to hear the end of this?
Never.
Now?
I don't think I'll ever get called a model.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
But anyway, it's good for it. If you need to be called a model, feel free to call us. We can tell you that you guys look like models, which I think is great.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Tariq.
Tariq, good morning.
Morning, Chris. Morning, Pretty. Morning, Big Rossi. How you doing, guys?
All yeah.
Well.
Doing
well,
Chris is a model, Tariq.
Chris, what are you modeling? Kleenex.
Tissues. He's a nose model.